I'm Allison Wills. Welcome to Monster Ivy Insights. I wanted to talk to you today a little bit about being still. As a writer, there are times where the words flow through my fingers at rapid speed, and I have no problem just coming up with story after story, scene after scene in what I'm writing. And it's fantastic, and it works out really well for me when I'm trying to get things done. However, in the last few months, if I'm honest, it just hasn't been happening. I sit down at my computer, my fingers are poised on the keyboard, and nothing happens. I have nothing in my head when it comes to what I'm trying to write. And it's really frustrating, and I think I've learned that this is a season where God is telling me to be still. A verse that I think almost everyone knows in the Bible is Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. But what does it mean to be still? There's a lot of context that surrounds that verse. And without digging too deep into it, I just kind of wanted to touch on it a little bit. What does it mean to be still? It means that we're sitting. It means that we're calm. We're relaxed. We're focused. And just focused on clearing our heads, focused on turning inward as opposed to outward, focused on turning our attentions to what God has in store for us, as opposed to what we have in store for us, right? Did you know that the verse or the term be still is in the Bible 7 times? Which is not that much, but if you think about it, that's one day for every day of the week, or one verse for every day of the week, which is pretty cool. It means that every day we need to take time to be still. One of the things that I really remember when I got married almost 18 years ago was people telling me to stop and look. Quit being so caught up in the day and in the moment and look around and make a memory of what was going on. To be still in that moment so that I would remember it something more than a crazy hectic day that I just happened to have gotten married. And they were very right. I did that, and I have some really cool memories of things that I maybe wouldn't have remembered otherwise. If you remember in the Bible, when Jesus was born, there's all kinds of action going on. Joseph is all frenzied first-time father, I'm sure. There are shepherds. There are cows and lambs and other stuff there surrounding this holy happening. And what does it say that Mary does? That she was still and she pondered everything and she kept it tucked away into her heart so that she would always remember it. During what was probably the most crazy, hectic moment of her life, she stopped to be still and reflect. And so right now, I think that's a season that I'm going through. And I think it's a season that all writers, or really anything, any kind of profession or hobby would go through, is a time of being still. A time where, for me, the words are not flowing onto my computer screen the way I want them to. I'm still busy in other ways. I'm editing a manuscript for someone else. I'm working on some speaking engagements. I'm working on a podcast. So I'm busy in other ways, and maybe right now God is just telling me that I need to step back and turn my focus to something else for a time and allow the stories in my head to stew a little bit longer before they come out of my fingertips. So if you find that you're in a season of life where the things that you need to happen just aren't happening, maybe that's God's way of telling you that it's time to be still and put your trust in Him. I hope you all have a very blessed day and a very blessed week and happy reading. This is Monster Ivy Insights, and I'm Allison.